Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, July 27, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Eritrea continues to harass and punish Christians. Aviation missionaries see new open doors in Central Asia, and Christians tackle AIDS from a different direction. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Eritrean Christians are calling for a worldwide day of prayer and fasting for Christian prisoners in Eritrea on August 5th. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner tells us what's happening.
You have over 1,200 Christians, that's pastors, evangelists, various Christian workers, in prison. They've been arresting children for singing Christian songs at their graduation parties. This government is absolutely dead set on trying to destroy the evangelical church in Eritrea. And what we're seeing over and over again is people would rather be locked in shipping containers, beaten, starved, and in terrible health conditions, rather than deny the name of Jesus Christ.
Turner says recent reports indicate 20 partners were arrested and put into shipping containers. Ministry is happening, though, but he urges prayer.
I think it's essential that the church pray for the persecuted Christians in Eritrea. Pray that there would be unity among the believers. Pray that God would give them grace during their confinements, their beatings. And pray that they would be able to show that they're not an enemy of the government.
Meanwhile, obstacles are becoming open doors in Central Asia as God works through the airplane. Mission Aviation Fellowship is entering a country that's been traditionally difficult for Christians to serve in. MAF's President Kevin Swanson explains what's driving this opportunity.
We've found that through the use of aviation, we've been welcomed into this country. And it's turning out to be quite a blessing as we support people that are doing medical and humanitarian and educational work. And it's an opportunity to bring the gospel to a rather dark corner of the world.
MAF's newest addition to the Central Asia fleet is a larger passenger airplane that will be a great help to meet needs in remote areas. Swanson says,
primarily it will be transporting people. Transportation in Central Asia is very dangerous. And many of the workers that we transport couldn't go to the places that they serve without the use of the aircraft.
Pray for God's word to go forth through these strategic flights. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, I just returned from India to see Gospel for Asia's work. Here's a portion of an interview I did with GFA President K.P. Yohannan at their Asian Biblical Seminary in Kerala.
We have 31 evangelical denominations represented here. We have, I think, 570-some students from every corner of the country and the neighboring nations. They represent 40, 50 different languages. About 80% of our graduates go to the mission field.
In terms of the number of GFA workers throughout India, how many are there?
To date, we have, I think, over 14,000 full-time missionaries, pastors, and evangelists scattered throughout these nations.
We have done story after story after story about the number of Christians being attacked by radicals here in India. Do you expect it to continue?
Almost every week, we will have 8, 9 or dozen of our pastors or evangelists with the broken bones. We may have close to 14 sisters, their husbands been murdered for the faith.
What is the message that you would like to give people who hear us?
80,000 die every single day and perish forever. What is holding us back is lack of resources.
And Transworld Radio is taking another approach to tackling Africa's HIV/AIDS problem. Through a partnership, TWR will be producing a radio drama geared toward helping African teenagers make responsible lifestyle choices. The storylines are based on the AIDS curriculum developed by TWR's partner. Aside from helping people with AIDS and evangelizing them, the programs will also center on prevention. The effort will focus on Uganda, Mozambique, Kenya, and Ethiopia, along with a second partnership in South Africa. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.